Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise as we enter this third week of Advent, and we just pray for the Holy Spirit to be fanned into flame in our hearts, to renew us in the gift of Christian hope, and to renew us in the truth that we are messengers of good news. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Good morning. So as I mentioned earlier, today is Gaudete Sunday, and the church wants us to do something out of the ordinary to remind us of how blessed and privileged we are to know Christ as our Lord and Savior, and how we need to be praying for more joy in the Holy Spirit, because Gaudete means joy, and it's supernatural joy. It's not the kind of joy from enjoying a good meal, although that's good, but it's the supernatural joy that comes, the infusion of the Holy Spirit in our souls, and it's revealed in the way we smile, the way we act, the way we treat other people. And in the seminary, one of our professors once said, joy is a sure sign of the presence of God. Joy is a sure sign of the presence of God. And I remember Benedict XVI giving a teaching and saying that where there's a lack of joy, the Spirit of Jesus is not present. It's not present. So God wants us to have that joy. And as we mature in our faith, we recognize that we have life experience that can kind of sap it out of us. And so we want to pray with David, Psalm 51, give me back again the joy of salvation. Give me back again the joy of salvation. And we want to be praying for that always, and to recognize that God is generous and wants to give us that gift. I was traveling up to Christ the King Parish in Seattle yesterday to give a little testimony during their lunch break. I wasn't originally supposed to be one of the speakers, but there was a miscommunication, so I had to go up there. But on the way up, I was thinking about a wonderful teaching from Father Emile LaFrance that pertains to the first reading from Isaiah 61. He was here in 1993 at the Seattle Center giving a teaching on being missionaries, and he talked about how we always need to be seeking the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our work. You know, it says in the end of Jude's epistle, pray constantly in the Holy Spirit, build yourself up in your most sacred faith. So we're always praying for the Holy Spirit to help us and guide us, but then he says there's a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit for certain situations, and he used the example of Peter at the beautiful gate in Acts chapter 3, with the beggar who was had a bum leg or a bum ankle. And so Peter went up to him, remember that setting, and said, you know, the beggar said, give me something. And he says, gold and silver I have not, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. He had to receive a special word from the Lord that God wanted to heal that beggar. So he pulls him up and he's healed. And he starts jumping around and causes all kinds of commotion and trouble for the religious leaders. So we too need to be praying for that anointment of the Holy Spirit when we have difficult situations in our lives. Maybe talking to your spouse about something challenging, or your children, a boss at work, boss in the church. Any situation, you always, Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, come upon me, give me good news that you're with me in this situation. You're going to help me work it out. I don't need to have any fear. Send forth the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this moment to help me in this challenging situation. I need to be praying for that for the partners in the gospel, right? We've gotten off to kind of a rocky start in a number of ways. There's been a lot of miscommunications, and I can kind of just feel my heart getting a little jaded, and I don't want to be one of those mean old bitter priests, you know? So I need to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit to address those things in a way that's hopeful and positive, and in a way that helps us move through these transitions and everything. And that's part of the reason I can't wait for this retreat, January 7th through the 12th, because I'm going to go pray to get some new spiritual eyes for everything that's coming down the pike. The second reading talked about not despising prophetic utterances. I had a situation yesterday that maybe I can share this with you to teach about that. So I was giving the talk yesterday, and I said, you know, I went in for a hearing test, and I looked at the medical report online, and it said, James is a well-nourished male. In other words, fat. But she was very nice. And I told him about my poor dad. He went to a new doctor in Richland, and my mom logged into his account and says, Gary, come over here. Look what this says about you. And it said, Gary is morbidly obese due to excessive caloric intake. And my dad went over. He said, that doesn't say that. And he read it. I hate that doctor. So after the talk, I was trying to get back down here for some appointments, and the lady came up to me, and she said, you know, I have a word for you. I'm like, uh-oh. She says, you need to fast more. I'm like, excuse me? You know, because I made that comment about being well-nourished. And so at first I took it offensively, and she was kind of well-nourished as well. But then on the way home I prayed about it, and that's not what she meant. She meant, and I'm not very good at fasting, obviously, in that department, but she meant it in a different way, but I had to pray about it. But at first it kind of struck me as, I was a little offended, like, who are you, you know? But she meant it, you know, self-control, and I talked about a few things. So I took it to prayer and got a different meaning out of it. So don't despise prophetic utterances. Test it all and then retain what is good throughout what's evil. Because sometimes people come up to you and they're just off. It's like, I think I have a word for you, okay. I'll pray about that, and it just is, that doesn't work for me, you know. But don't just shut your heart out when people come up to you with advice like that or with a prophetic word. It might strike you a little irritating at first, but if you pray your way through it, it can be some little gems in there for you to follow and everything. And then one last thing is that we're just going to say a prayer for ourselves as we enter this third week of Advent. We really don't get a fourth week because Christmas is next Monday. But we'll pray for the Holy Spirit to increase that joy inside our own hearts today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for sending the Holy Spirit to anoint us and to make us messengers of good news. Help us never to operate out of a spirit of fear, but of boldness and adoption. As we serve you, we know we have many challenging situations on the horizon, but you're with us and you gave us this gift, our interior teacher, the Holy Spirit, to guide us and help us. So help us be a sign of your love, a light in the darkness. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.